With me by phone is John Sanford, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author who's written a new Virgil Flowers novel entitled Escape Clause. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Yeah, thank you.
I've got to admit that when I started reading the first couple of chapters, I flashed back on the, and this is of Escape Clause, your new Virgil Flowers novel, I flashed back on the Minnesota dentist Walter Palmer, who killed Cecil the Lion in a Zimbabwe National Park last year. Did you start writing this book before or after that happened?
You know, I started writing it after that happened, and it hadn't occurred to me until you just mentioned it now that that might have been in the back of my head someplace.
Well, Escape Clause starts off with a, well, after the first couple of chapters, starts off with a skinny dipping swim by Virgil and his girlfriend Frankie, which is soon cut short. Could you share the plot from there?
Actually, what happens is that Frankie's sister, who Virgil has never met, shows up and she jumps into the swimming hole. They're all swimming around naked, and Virgil's a little embarrassed. And then Sparkle's boyfriend shows up, and it turns out that Sparkle's boyfriend is a Catholic priest. This is even more embarrassing. Virgil, he doesn't quite understand what's going on, but he has a conversation with the guy, and the guy turns out to be a pretty nice guy. He just has a rather unusual arrangement for a priest, and he may become a kind of a fixture in the Flowers novels in the future because he is an interesting guy. He's a guy who really has a very strong spiritual side, but he also enjoys the company of women. And this is something that most Catholics, I'm a Catholic, would have a really hard time talking about. And I was a little bit worried about the way that was going to be received. I still don't know how it's going to be received. So I guess I'll find out, when I start my book tour.
Two of the main characters, of course, are the tigers. Could you tell us about this tiger?
I don't know exactly where this came from. Now, you mentioned that there was kind of a controversy, or there was a big controversy after a Minnesota dentist shot almost a pet lion. I started writing the book after that, but I suspect that where this came from was I was reading a National Geographic which had some stuff in there about endangered animals being used as medicine. Actually, they're endangered because they do have some medical uses, and so people hunt them down. And, you know, like with rhinoceroses, often kill an enormous animal only to use its horn and just leaving the rest of it to lay in the sun and rot. And they've almost driven them to extinction. So what the basic story is about how these tigers are kidnapped from the Minnesota Zoo, and they're going to be processed as traditional medicine, just, you know, taken to pieces and ground up and dried and cooked and used as medicine. And what Virgil has to do is he has to get them back if he can. I won't tell you exactly how that came out. That's part of the book. But I think the story came from a whole bunch of those things like that involving the use of endangered animals for traditional medicine.
It's a heavy topic, but there was a bit of comic relief with the brothers that you wrote about. Hamlet and his brother is Hake, Simonian?
Yes, Simonian. What's going on there is that I was a newspaper reporter for a very long time, and I covered a lot of crime. One of the things that you notice if you do cover a lot of crime is a lot of the criminals are stupid. They're not masterminds. You know, they're not pulling off billion-dollar robberies. They're doing really the kind of small, crummy stuff that really makes life difficult for a lot of people. You know, they steal telephones. They steal lawnmowers. They just make life miserable for a lot of people. They don't do themselves a lot of good either. And the reason for that is because they're dumb. And the Simonian brothers are not the smartest guys in the world. They're willing to take part in the kidnap of a really high-profile crime like tiger kidnapping for relatively small amounts of money and without being able to trust the guy they're working with. So they do provide the comic relief, but on the other hand, things kind of turn ugly too.
Oh, absolutely. But I was thinking especially about the six brothers that showed up from California in the RV. Those guys,
yes,
they were quite a handful for Virgil to be dealing with during all this.
Well, when the Simonian brothers begin running into trouble, their relatives from Glendale, California arrive. And part of that, my background there, is that I have some relatives who work in Glendale. And Glendale is basically a kind of an American Armenian community. And the Simonians are Armenians, and they're very proud of the fact. So they arrive in an RV determined to make things right for Simonians everywhere, and they do provide the comic relief all the way through the novel.
Are you working on another book, perhaps with Lucas Davenport and the Praise series?
Yep. The Lucas book is due out next May. I'm about a little bit more than halfway finished with it. I've got to push really hard for the next 2 months to finish it. I've got about 40,000 words yet to write. And Lucas Davenport trade novels are a little darker than quite a bit darker than the Virgil Flowers book. There's not a lot of comic relief in it. There's a little bit of humor that kind of runs through them sometimes, just as there is in police work. The thing is that, you know, fictional cops are not the same as real cops. I suppose somebody like Michael Connelly is probably the closest to really having police procedurals now. But the fictional cops that I write about are kind of a mix of real cops and Hollywood cops, you know, as you see on the TV screens. And so there is a line of humor that runs all the way through my books just because I think people like that, even in very dark books where really bad things are happening.
Well, thanks for another great Virgil Flowers book, Escape Clause, Mr. Sanford.
Okay, thank you.
I've been speaking with John Sanford about his latest Virgil Flowers novel, Escape Clause. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.